Matmos for His Highest by Oswald Chambers, YMCA chaplain, military chaplain, and college professor. March 16th from the Classic Edition. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Paul said that we must all, preacher and people alike, appear before the judgment seat of Christ. If you learn to live in the white light of Christ, here and now, judgment finally will cause you to delight at the work of God in you. Keep yourself steadily faced by the judgment seat of Christ. Walk now in the light of the holiest you know. A wrong temper of mind about another soul will end in the spirit of the devil, no matter how saintly you are. One carnal judgment, and the end of it is hell in you. Drag it to light at once and say, "My God, I have been guilty there." If you don't, hardness will come all through. The penalty of sin is confirmation in sin. It is not only God who punishes for sin. Sin confirms itself in the sinner and gives back full pay. No struggling nor paying will enable you to stop doing some things. And the penalty of sin is that gradually you get used to it and do not know that it is sin. No power save the incoming of the Holy Ghost can alter the inherent consequences of sin. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, walking in the light means, for many of us, walking according to our standard for another person. The deadliest Pharisaism today is not hypocrisy, but unconscious unreality. The penalty of sin is confirmation in sin. Here ends Oswald's reading. In this modern world where everything is politically correct and churches are bowing to the ever-growing pressures of the culture and its modern ways, we see dearly that sins that once were so apparent in the Christian walk are now considered sacred rites in some churches. And we can see clearly that this has come because there is no understanding of the consequence of sin or the power of the transformation of the Holy Ghost.